a necessary service for a lot of individuals. We get a lot of people on oxygen that rely on our power, and without it, it puts them in pretty good hardship.
And at 4 o'clock this morning, he and his partner were out chopping down a birch tree that fell onto power lines in West Valley City, restoring the power there. Roger says they're conditioned to work long shifts during these worst storms. Swan Lakes Golf Course in Layton is unplayable right now after yesterday's massive storm.
We have got at least 30, 40 trees that are uprooted, you know, these huge trees that are 23 years old that have withstood many of windstorms, and they're just, they've lifted up the entire ground. The roots are standing up on the end.
That was a powerful storm. That's the course manager, Cheryl Starkey, says the tree roots dug up water lines. Light poles on the driving range are currently bending over. She said she's just devastated. They're going to try to get to things back and working by Monday. We're learning more now about the shooting of a black man in Charlotte, North Carolina, after cell phone video shows the moments that it happened. KSL's top national stories right now with Lindsay Ehrens live at the KSL National News Desk.
And Sandy, Keith Scott's wife released the video she shot on her cell phone. Scott is out of the frame at the moment the shots are fired, but you can hear her tell police that her husband does not have a gun.
He doesn't have a gun. He has a TBI. He's not going to do anything to you guys. He just took his medicine.
It's still unclear whether Scott was armed. There's an object seen laying by his leg. Police have said it's a gun. The family says it's a book. The shooting has sparked three nights of protests in Charlotte.